Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia says a massive investigation is underway that could end up charging hundreds of people for crimes during the U.S. Capitol riot Wednesday. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin thinks this might be one of the biggest federal prosecution efforts ever in terms of the likely number of defendants. He says the job was not made easier when hundreds of potential suspects were allowed to leave the scene on Wednesday, and now investigators are scrambling to identify them, especially online.
We have prosecutors working 24-hour shifts here with the FBI and with ATF and with DEA and with MPD, you know, to ensure that, and Capitol Police, to ensure we track down and preserve some of that content before it disappears.
Sherwin says the immediate priority is locating potentially violent suspects and arresting them. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says President Trump should resign immediately in the wake of the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Toomey is retiring next year. Former Trump Chiefs of Staff Mick Mulvaney and John Kelly say the 25th Amendment should be invoked. And NPR's Mara Liasson reports the two senators who led the push to overturn the election are now facing blowback in their home states.
Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas both have plans to run for president in 2024. Now they're facing criticism at home. Newspaper editorial boards in Missouri and Texas have called on both senators to resign. The Kansas City Star saying Hawley had, quote, blood on his hands. Some big donors have deserted them, but it's not clear yet whether they will lose support among the Republicans who vote in primaries, the base of the party. Polls show a majority of those voters still believe the lie that the election was stolen from Trump, and pluralities support the storming of the Capitol. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
New York is preparing to expand vaccine distribution to beyond healthcare workers tomorrow. Charles Lane of member station WSHU reports teachers, public employees, and anyone over 75 will be able to get vaccinated.
The state is averaging 160 deaths a day while doses sit in freezers or are discarded. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had stuck to rigid vaccination guidelines that prioritize medical workers. After changing course, 3 million more people are now eligible. Cuomo says it will take 14 weeks to get through this group.
You want to prioritize older teachers, teachers in communities with higher infection rates.
On average, New York has distributed about 40% of its allotted vaccines, which is better than the national average of 32%. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in New York.
This is NPR. More than 372,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19, more than 3,700 just yesterday, according to Johns Hopkins University. Confirmed infections in the U.S. now top 22 million. The storming of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday is drawing global reaction. Many leaders are calling it a horrifying attack on democracy. Jackie Young of Hawaii Public Radio reports the Republic of Palau was especially offended by images of a rioter carrying its national flag.
The Palauan ambassador to the U.S., Hersey Kyoto, said it was disgraceful that his country's flag was associated with the disorder and lawlessness that took place at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Kyoto said the Palauan flag should never be a part of violence or destruction of property, and he was disappointed to see the flag's light blue and yellow colors in the riot video. Micronesian President David Panuelo said his country denounces the actions of President Trump and his supporters as undemocratic, violent, and contrary to American liberty. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
Indonesian divers are searching for the black boxes of a Boeing 737 passenger plane that crashed into the Java Sea yesterday, shortly after takeoff. Officials say they've identified the location of flight data and cockpit voice recorders. 62 people were on board. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.